وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on you. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, there was a letter written by Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Fitani rahmatullah alayhi to Sheikh Farid Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi on the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Maulana Qamar Zaman Sahab Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, he included this in his book, and it is a very, very interesting letter on the shan and the greatness of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The noble lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consider his praises to be a means for their salvation in the year after. They do not really intend to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but to embellish their speech by his praises. Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bi maqalati, lakin madahtu maqalati. I have not praised Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by praising him. Rather, my speech has been praised by the mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now writing about the rank of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah ta'ala protect me from erring and inspire me to righteousness. Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly the leader of the entire progeny of Adam alayhi salam. He will have the largest following on the day of resurrection. He is the most honored of Allah amongst all the past and future generations. When the resurrection takes place, he will be the first to get up from his blessed grave. He will be the first to intercede and the first whose intercession will be accepted. He will be the first to knock on the door of paradise, and Allah Ta'ala will open it for him. He will raise the liwa'ul hamd, the flag of praise, on the day of resurrection. And Adam alayhi salam and everyone else will be under this flag. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "We," referring to my ummah and I, "are the last nation to arrive in this world, but we will surpass all in the year after." I am not saying this out of pride. I am the beloved of a leader of the messengers. I am not saying this out of pride. I am the seal of the Prophet. I am not saying this out of pride. Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib. Allah Ta'ala created the creation and made me the best of the entire creation. He then divided them into two groups, the Arabs and the non-Arabs, and made me in the better of the two. He then made them into tribes and made me in the best of tribes. He made the tribes into families and made me in the best. And so I am the best of the creation from the best tribe and from the best family. I will be the first to appear when people are resurrected. When people present themselves in Allah's court, I will be their leader. I will speak on their behalf when they will not be able to speak. I will intercede on their behalf when they are held back. Honor and the keys to paradise will be with me. The flag of praise, the liwa'ul hamd, will be in my hand. I am the most honorable of all mankind in Allah's sight. When it is time to stand up, I will have 1,000 servants looking like protected pearls who will be walking around me. When it is the day of resurrection, I will be the leader of the prophets, their spokesman and their intercessor. I am not saying all this out of pride, but merely to express Allah's bounty. Were it not for Him, Allah Ta'ala would neither have created the creation, nor would He have displayed His divinity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a prophet when Adam alayhi salam was still in the process of being created with water and soil. Undoubtedly, a person who has such a leader and guide cannot be shackled because of sins. The person who believes in such a great prophet will most certainly have to be from the best of nations, khairul umam. The person who rejects him will most certainly be from the worst of all people. Since Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a beloved of Allah Ta'ala, his followers reach the level of becoming Allah's beloveds by virtue of following him. This is because when a lover sees the character and habits of his beloved in any person, he makes the person his beloved as well. Those who are opposed to the sunnah must be judged on the same principle. In other words, the person who abandons the ways and practices of the beloved and chooses the ways and practices of the one who is disliked will also be disliked. Glory be to Allah, the greatest of Sahaba, or the most perfect ummati after them, could not and cannot describe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described himself. While describing himself, he kept on saying, "I am not saying this out of pride. Rather, it is Allah's favor on me for having honored me with these merits and miracles." We learn from this that if a prophet or wali informs about his position when necessary, he must not permit even a whiff of pride and self-conceit to enter his heart. Instead, he must also absolve himself of it verbally so that no one may have the opportunity of having evil thoughts about him. Is it a small accolade that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala personally spoke in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the noble Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima." What an accolade! Allah and His angels send mercies on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O believers, send salutations and peace to him. The essence of this verse is that Allah Ta'ala and the angels constantly shower their mercy and blessings on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The word salah in this verse does not refer to Allah Ta'ala's ordinary mercy, but His choicest and most special mercy, which is in line with His divinity and attribute of being the most merciful of all. So, O my special servants who have believed in this prophet, your iman imposes on you to continue sending salutations and peace to him as they ought to be sent. This is so that the right which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has over you as believers may be fulfilled. And as far as possible, you must be fully cognizant of according him the respect and honor which he deserves. It is farz on the believers to respect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The importance of this can be gauged from the fact that you cannot even cause injury and harm to the believing men and women who are his followers. Allah Ta'ala says, "Alladhina yu'zuna Allah wa rasulah," those who harm Allah and His Messenger. "Walladhina yu'zuna al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat," those who harm the believing men and believing women. The order to respect him is because he is the means by which we learned the way to reach Allah Ta'ala. We learned how to save ourselves from wretchedness and acquire good fortune from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is therefore compulsory on us to be grateful for this bounty. It is compulsory on us to send peace and salutations to him as a way of expressing our gratitude for this bounty. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Oh Allah, send salutations and peace forever and ever to your beloved, the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We now consider it appropriate to conclude this golden chain on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a unique pearl in which he advised the ummah to save itself from the possibility of pride. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated this not only by his tongue but by his actions and heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is himself ma'asum, divinely protected from sin. There was no possibility whatsoever of pride and arrogance entering his heart. Yet he is displaying so much of fear. How much should sinners like us not abstain from the causes and occasions of pride? May Allah Ta'ala protect us from it. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, at the end of his important book, At-Takashshuf and Muhimmat At-Tasawwuf, you know, quotes a hadith, and he gives a translation and commentary of the dua. We are presenting this as a gift of advice to the entire ummah, so that the entire ummah may practice on it, so that it may acquire external and internal cure and salvation in this world in the year after. This is certainly not difficult for Allah Ta'ala. عن أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال مر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في يوم شديد الحر نحو بقيع الغرقد فكان الناس يمشون خلفه فلما سمع صوت النعال وقر ذلك في نفسه فجلس حتى قدمهم أمامه لئلا يقع في نفسه شيء من الكبر. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by Baqi al-Gharqad, the graveyard of Medina Munawwara, on an intensely hot day, and the people were walking behind him. When he heard their footsteps, this weighed down heavily upon him. He therefore sat down until all the people passed him. He did so that any effects of greatness may not settle on his heart. In other words, he may not feel proud that people are walking behind him. This is a hadith that is narrated in Ibn Majah. So I end this book on the theme of this hadith because it is appropriate for the end to contain a warning. This is done so that the warning will awaken the reader into emulating and practicing on the knowledge and deeds which this book contains. Moreover, it is also in emulation of the Quran because the last verse to be revealed is this: وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Fear the day in which you will be returned to Allah, and each soul shall receive in full all that is earned, and they will not be wrong. I say, by pondering over this hadith, let alone the eyes of the imperfect souls, even the eyes of the perfect ones, the Kamilin, are opened. The error of those becomes obvious who, after assuming perfection, become unconcerned about constantly watching their own condition. It should be clearly understood that when the elders complete their tasks, they should not sit back. Like the novice, they should pay particular attention to rectifying their deeds and constantly fear the changing of their condition. O you who are addressed, do not walk heedlessly because the travelers have always been traversing this rocky and deserted path. In fact, do not even traverse the path of hopelessness, because many free-minded people reach their destination by just one call made with earnestness to Allah Ta'ala. Allahumma a'inna ala al-istiqamati ma'al qubuli wal karamati fi dunya wa yawm al-qiyamah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. O Allah, help us to remain steadfast with acceptance and honor in this world and on the day of resurrection. Salutations to the best of his creation, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in all his family and his companions. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.